I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on 90.5. At the top of our program, no means no is the phrase commonly associated with consent. However, a growing number of legislators across the country who are concerned with sexual assault say we can do better. They're suggesting a new phrase, yes means yes, also referred to as affirmative consent. Proponents say yes means yes laws go a step further. They say that consent isn't just the absence of a no, it's the presence of a yes. Here in Michigan, our next guest has introduced legislation that would require sex ed courses to expand the conversation involving consent in Michigan schools. Joining us to talk about the bill, one of its sponsors, State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to see you. Explain for us how your bill would ultimately change the conversation in sex ed classrooms.
Yeah, this all started with me meeting with the East Lansing Gender Equality Club, a group of 40 kids that we met on a Tuesday night. I was so impressed to have that many kids that were interested in this kind of issue. That was way back in March. And they really had a lot of issues with the way that we talked about sex ed. And in one of the major issues is the blaming of the victim. And, you know, no means no is fine. I mean, I think we should say no means no. But it doesn't always work that way. If someone's inebriated, if someone's passed out, if someone is too afraid to say no, we need to go beyond that. And so we've drafted our legislation to go into high schools and teach kids affirmative consent as part of the sex ed curriculum. And really, it's pretty simple. And I'd like just to read a little bit from the bill just real quick, if that's
sure.
Okay. Affirmative consent means that affirmative, conscious, and voluntary agreement to engage in an act, that it must be obtained by both parties. The lack of protest or resistance does not mean consent. Silence does not mean consent. The existence of a dating or prior sexual relationship should never be itself assumed to be an indicator of consent, and that affirmative consent must be ongoing through the entire encounter and may be revoked at any time. We feel like this is a common sense thing, but obviously is not being part of our culture right now, considering that 1 in 5 women on college campuses are being assaulted right now. We have an epidemic. We need to solve it. We need to change our culture. And I think the best way we can start doing that is by getting to the high schools and teaching kids about affirmative consent.
What's been the response so far among your fellow legislators?
Well, we got a Republican co-sponsor, which is great. I mean, obviously, being in the super minority, ideas don't get done with just Democrats supporting them. So Tanya Shoemaker from the west side of the state has endorsed our bill, and we really appreciate that. Obviously, this has been a major issue for the First Lady. Sue Snyder has talked about the epidemic of sexual assault and has had conferences on that issue. So we think there's a lot of interest in actually looking at different ways of actually attacking this issue. The reality is when you have an epidemic like 1 in 5 people being attacked on a college campus, we're not going to solve that problem with any one bill or any one solution. But I do think changing the culture is part of it. So we're going to continue to push for a hearing on this bill. I have meetings with some key lawmakers in the next week on that, and we hope we can get this bill moving, and we hope affirmative consent can be part of our sex ed curriculum.
Democratic State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr. is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. What are the laws in Michigan right now surrounding the teaching of sexual education in schools?
You know, we're better than a lot of people think. We're actually abstinence plus. So we talk about abstinence, but we're also able to include some other things in that.
We're required to talk about abstinence.
If we teach it at all.
There's
no requirement, and I would like to change this. There's no requirement that schools actually have a sex ed class. And we're working on a comprehensive review of our sex ed as well. It's just that we thought this issue was so important that we separated it out into a different discussion. Mm. So we're better off than a lot of places are. Because there are a lot of places where you can only teach abstinence. And I have no problem with teaching abstinence. Abstinence is the safest answer to not getting sexually transmitted disease and avoiding teen pregnancy. But we also have to be realistic. The culture that we live in, most people aren't getting married till they're much, much older. So we need to give more tools to our kids. And in East Lansing, people were getting a lot of negative messages. They were being taught things like good girls say no, bad girls say yes, that You were like a used piece of chewing gum if you had engaged in sexual activity. We're not going to win people's hearts and minds by insulting kids and by giving them negative messages. We really need to actually give an affirmative message of it's your body. You have a right to decide what you're going to do with it, and you have a right to protect yourself as well.
Do you want sex ed to be mandatory in the state? Yeah. I mean, is that where we should be heading?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, some critics at least, of yes means yes, affirmative consent, say that requiring a yes puts an unfair burden of proof on somebody accused of assault.
A couple things. One, we're not changing the standard of evidence by doing a bill that in the sex ed code. And you're not changing the standard of evidence if you're actually talking about other cases. Obviously, these cases are hard to prosecute. They're almost barely are. So I'm not that. I am more concerned myself about the 1 in 5 women that are being sexually assaulted on campus. That's my biggest concern. Obviously, you know, I had a woman that came in my office from one of these more libertarian groups that said that the only thing worse than being raped was being falsely accused of rape. I was astonished that anyone would say that. I think that we have an epidemic going on. We need to solve it. And if they have other serious answers to this problem, they should come forward and actually give them. But so far, all I've heard is complaints that we can't do this and we can't do that. I don't think affirmative consent is that hard. If someone, it doesn't have to be a signed form, signed in triplicate. We're not saying that. All we're saying is that that you have to respect your partner and make sure that they're interested in engaging in sexual activity with you before you start. And that they say no in the middle, you can't continue.
Mm. You've referred to your Republican co-sponsor, Ms. Shootmaker. Will many other Republicans be getting behind this?
I hope so. I mean, I would encourage people at home to call their legislator. I mean, obviously, you don't need to call me. We'll take your call. But to call your legislator from around the state, call the governor's office. We need to build a groundswell of support to change the culture in Michigan.
I'd like to ask you about a couple of other issues here. This week on this program, we've been discussing gun legislation and whether gun owners should be allowed to carry concealed weapons, at least in gun-free zones like schools. It's a pretty hot topic at the Capitol. Where are you on this?
Yeah, I'm strongly opposed to that. I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe that just like in every other part of the Constitution, there are limits. We limit free speech in certain cases, but you know, the idea that we can never limit the Second Amendment just doesn't make sense. And you look at the Capitol building, for example, there is actually a rule that you can't bring a sign into the Capitol, but you can bring an AK-47. That just doesn't make sense. This open carry issue is ridiculous. We have people that are showing up at our schools heavily armed, causing schools to go into lockdown. Rockford, Michigan had to pay for $1 million bulletproof vestibule because they had people coming in with guns on a regular basis, open carrying, trying to prove some point on the backs of limiting our kids' education because the kids were actually in lockdown instead of actually being taught. That doesn't make sense. But the answer is not to go to concealed weapons. That won't solve the problem. I don't think guns belong in schools.
There'd be fewer lockdown situations if they were concealed, at least.
I guess you wouldn't see them. Yeah, I get that. But we also had a situation recently where there was a school fight that was trying to be broken up by a parent who had a concealed weapon, and the weapon fell out in the middle of it. These aren't trained law enforcement professionals. And when we have our kids in these situations, I don't think guns need to be introduced. And more importantly, I think, and this is an amendment that I'm going to offer to those bills, is that it should be a local control issue. East Lansing should be able to decide whether they want guns in their schools or not. And the idea that we have to have a one-size-fits-all for the entire state, to me, makes no sense. From a party, I read the Republican platform on the floor all the time. It says in the Michigan Republican platform that the government that is closest to the people is the best equipped to make the decisions for the people. They violate that on a constant basis on the Senate floor. And the idea that we're going to say that Kalkaska and Detroit have to have the same policy for guns in their schools doesn't make any sense.
We've been talking with Democratic State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr. of Meridian Township about the sex ed conversation that should be happening in Michigan schools and other issues. Curtis, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to do it.